Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
All right. As we continue on this week's five-part series, talking about the Nancy Guthrie case and the theories. We're trying to hit five theories, if you will, or five areas in this case of where people think she is, the internet, where they think she is. And we are trying to, I think debunk maybe is too strong word, but I think it's applicable in a lot of this, debunking a lot of them, but also just providing a counter argument to make you think. Because that's important. It's easy to go down a rabbit hole here and go, oh, okay, then dig in. And then when you start hearing conflicting information that's not quite in line with what, you know, our brains aren't great at that. What if the two most shared pieces of evidence of the Nancy Guthrie case, the ones people cite in every comment section, the ones that launched entire theory ecosystems, were completely made up? Not misinterpreted, not taken out of context, fabricated. One is a YouTube video that invented Nancy Guthrie's entire professional identity. The other is a set of Google searches that the internet swore proved premeditation until Google itself said they were never made. This isn't an episode about whether the internet got the details wrong. Everybody gets details wrong. This is about something worse. This is about how the internet manufactured evidence that didn't exist, dressed it up as investigative work, and watched it spread until it became part of the mythology of this case. One of these fabrications was so specific, so confidently presented, that the only way to debunk it was to get the company on record. And they did. The other one didn't just invent a story. It invented a person, and the person in it described has nothing in common with the real Nancy Guthrie. Let's go into this. Your thoughts in the comments section. Substack, YouTube links are in the description. Let me give you some context for why this kind of content thrives in this particular case. The Nancy Guthrie investigation has a massive audience, a desperate family, many long stretches between public updates. Tens of thousands of people are following every development. And when there aren't any developments, they're still watching. There's a vacuum, and the internet fills vacuums, not with information, but with content. Videos that look like reporting, but aren't. Data that looks like evidence, but isn't. The format of investigation without any of the discipline behind it. The two fabrications we're about to walk through didn't go viral because people are foolish. They went viral because they were packaged to look real. And when something looks real in a case this big, it moves faster than anyone can correct it. Let's start with the YouTube video. On February 14th, less than 2 weeks after Nancy disappeared, someone uploaded a 25-minute video titled, "Just Now, New Evidence Links $32 Billion Pharma Fraud to Nancy Guthrie's Disappearance." Professional narration, graphics. It's an older gentleman, the tone, pacing, very much like it looks real. I saw it. Right away, I'm like, what is this? It felt like investigative reporting. And its own opening moments, it stated the fact that Nancy Guthrie was an 84-year-old pharmaceutical compliance officer, though, who vanished from her home. And she was also from Columbus, Ohio. There's some problems right away with that. Nancy Guthrie was born in Fort Wright, Kentucky. She never she's lived in Tucson, Arizona for more than 50 years. She's a retired grandmother. She was never a pharmaceutical compliance officer. She's never lived in Columbus, Ohio. The video fabricated her professional identity, placed her in a different state for a good chunk of her life, and built a 25-minute conspiracy theory and a foundation that doesn't exist. It made up a person. The theory, as it evolved online, Nancy was a whistleblower involved in exposing massive pharmaceutical fraud. Her disappearance was retaliation by powerful corporate interests. A supposed kidnapping was actually a professional hit designed to silence her. The FBI wasn't investigating a crime. They were covering one up. Every single layer of that theory rests on one claim, that Nancy Guthrie had a professional connection to the healthcare industry. Guess what? She didn't. There was one search. Nancy Guthrie Tucson returns her real identity instantly. Her family is publicly known. Her daughter is one of the most recognizable journalists in America. Her background has been reported by every major outlet covering the case. Not a single credible source has ever described Nancy as anything other than a retired grandmother who lived independently in Tucson. However, nobody who shared that video ran that search first, or connected the dots of what they already knew, because it was new information that came in. When you hear that, you go, I did. I was like, well, was she a, you know, back when she was working years ago before retirement, was she a pharmaceutical? I mean, it seems like it could be plausible. I mean, you could have told me she was an aerospace engineer too. And I'd be like, sure, I don't know, maybe. She probably could have done anything. I don't know the answer to that. When you don't know the answer to it and somebody is purportedly telling you that, your brain goes, oh, fill in the blank. Okay, seems real, especially the way this was delivered. So where did the fabrication come from? This appears to be a case of two unrelated people sharing a last name. There is a congressman named Brett Guthrie who chairs a committee involved in healthcare fraud legislation. He has no relation to Nancy Guthrie. The shared surname seems to be where the seed was planted. Someone connected to unrelated Guthries and a content creator built a 25 AI video on the coincidence, except didn't say anything about it being a coincidence, just made up a whole story. The video racked up hundreds of thousands of views. It's still live, still accumulating views, still being cited in comment sections as evidence months into the case. People watching it right now have no reason to suspect the foundational claim was invented because it's presented with all the trappings of legitimate reporting. That's what makes it dangerous, not the theory itself, the packaging. AI is very scary right now, and it's going to continue to be until we can start figuring out what's real and what's not and understanding it. We didn't do a very good job of that before AI. I'll say that. We were very quick to go, oh, that's fake. That's this. Now, back when you really couldn't fake things this well, people were saying, that's that. No, no. Now you really can fake it that well. There's a whole channel that on this video. And they fill it with other news stories, too, as if it's this older gentleman talking about all these things in a very balanced, psychological deep dive. It feels real. It does feel real if you've seen it. And it's presented almost as a news channel. And people are believing it. Let's talk about the Google searches, because this one might be even worse. In the weeks after Nancy's disappearance, screenshots started circulating online that appear to show Google Trends data. The claims, someone in Arizona searched for Nancy Guthrie's Tucson address between June 21st and June 28th of the previous year. Woo! Months before the kidnapping, the address was supposedly searched again January 11th and between December 13th and 20th. The search term Savannah Guthrie salary was entered from Tucson. The implications were enormous. This was premeditation. Someone had been researching Nancy's home and her daughter's wealth for months before they took her. Spread everywhere. Comment sections, theory threads, YouTube breakdowns, treating the Google searches as established fact, building elaborate timelines of the suspect's planning phase. The Savannah Guthrie salary search became one of the most cited data points in the entire case. Proof, people said, this was financially motivated and carefully planned. Like, people don't automatically, randomly search those things every single damn day anyhow. But to be sure, Brian Enten addressed it. News Nation's lead reporter on the Guthrie case, a journalist who's been on the ground in Tucson from the beginning, told his audience that his team contacted Google directly. Google's response, the search data as presented online, was not accurate. The searches as described didn't happen. The screenshots were either manipulated, misread, or fabricated entirely. Google said so on the record. The most cited evidence of premeditation in the Nancy Guthrie case was not real. There you go. People weren't just misinterpreting real data. The data itself wasn't real. They saw a screenshot that looked like real data and said, must be real. And by the time Google weighed in, the theory built on those searches has already become part of the case's accepted mythology. It has been repeated so many times by so many accounts that people treated it as settled fact. We know someone searched for her address months earlier. No, we don't know that because it didn't happen. These two fabrications came from different sources, spread on different platforms, built different theories, but they share a structure. Both took a real element, Nancy's last name, Google Trends as data source, and grafted fabricated specifics onto it. Both were packaged to look like genuine investigative work. Both spread because they gave the audience what it wanted, a feeling of understanding, a sense that the case was solvable if you just had the right information, and both could have been debunked with a single verification step that nobody took before hitting share. That's the pattern worth naming in the Nancy Guthrie case. There's an entire ecosystem of fabricated content, AI narrative videos, invented evidence, fictional timelines presented as facts, the healthcare fraud video, and the Google searches are just the most extreme examples. Content creators are manufacturing conspiracy theories about a real missing person for views and ad revenue. They're not investigating. They're not helping. They're monetizing a family's worst nightmare with content built on lies. I'm not telling you to stop following the case. I'm not telling you to stop asking questions. The instinct to care about what happened to Nancy Guthrie is a good instinct, but there's a line and it gets crossed the moment you stop checking whether the evidence you're sharing is real. When a video tells you an 84-year-old grandmother from Tucson is a pharmaceutical compliance officer from Columbus, Ohio, and you share it without spending 10 seconds verifying it, you've crossed from caring into causing harm. Not theoretical harm, but real harm to real tip lines, to real investigations, to a real family that's living through something most of us can't imagine. Nancy Guthrie is a retired grandmother. She was taken from her home. The case is now a homicide investigation. None of it has anything to do with a healthcare fraud. And nobody in Arizona searched for Savannah Guthrie's salary in December. Those aren't options or opinions. Those are verified facts. And the people who made up the alternative versions are still collecting views on the content they built from nothing. Next up, the family. That one. We're going to get into it. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations on this and the many cases we follow for you. Your thoughts in the comment section, Substack, YouTube, links are in the description. We will talk again real soon. I'm Tony Bruce.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.